Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, another week as we roll along here in the merry month of May. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sports Overnight America. And we are presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly at AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Dominic Jimenez along the way as well. We got breaking stories all over the place. Coaching searches now in places we didn't think. Maybe you didn't think the Lakers. They're moving headlong into a coaching search. And now the University of Iowa women's basketball program. Lisa Bluter, 24 years, I want to say it was. And I remember her at Drake University in Des Moines a long, long time ago. And she is out. She is going to retire. And we've got takes at mouthofthemidwest.com. But, yeah, Sports Byline Broadcast, Sports Overnight America. We got the NBA playoffs to delve into. We got some NHL puck. I don't want to hear from Bruin fans, and I'm one of them. Listen, I watching the Bruins is frustrating. But, listen, and I understand they got away. The Panthers got away with a goal that should not have counted. Bottom line, Coyle was pushed into Swayman, the goaltender. I've seen the replay 5,000 times, but you know what? The better team is up 3-1 right now in the Florida Panthers, so get over it. And I'm getting over it slowly but surely. But yeah, Celtics Cavaliers tonight. We'll go through the whole menu of games, and there's good puck action. How about the Dallas Stars? And poke my friend, our hockey analyst, Brock Hines. He had them written off right out of the chute. They're a fraud. Don't look now. They're up. How about Vancouver? They're up. And the Rangers look for the knockout punch, which I don't think, honestly, is coming tonight. I don't. I think Carolina, every single game in this series so far, all four, have been one-goal games. And so Shesterkin is great in goal. I get it. But this Carolina team, boy, they should have knocked them out the other night. Because you let them hang around, they'll come back to bite you. But you know what? Take my picks, go the other way, right? Whatever I say, just go the other way. All right, lots to get to later on in the program. Blake Byrne, we're going inside the world of health and fitness. We look forward to that. I do want to get Dom in here, our resident expert on the women's basketball, both college and pro. Caitlin Clark tomorrow night will be in Uncasville, Connecticut, Mohegan Sun for her pro debut. We're coming back. Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing, until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Talking to you live in New England. We're counting down to tip-off tomorrow night at Mohican Sun Arena. I was stunned. I always heard 10,000, and I guess what they're saying is 8,800 in the arena. They'll sell out. Then there's standing room, so we'll get into that. But, you know, the big news today, you know, and we'll get to the NBA and NHL, but, you know, Caitlin Clark is still big. We're going to see her twice. We got her tomorrow night. Uncasville, Connecticut will be live, Mohican Sun. And then we head to New York on Friday. Actually, I think we'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there Friday morning, and then we'll do Friday night show there. We'll do the game Saturday afternoon, and then we'll do Saturday Night Live from New York, and then we'll head back to the Midwest on Monday. Finally, away we go. But listen, we're not complaining. Lots to get to. I want to get Dom in here. Dom, I mean, there's haters. This is, you know, and you said it to me off air. You're like, hey, get over it. Welcome to the internet. But people are just killing her. Lisa Bluter's bowing out. She didn't accomplish anything. Runner up, you know, and I get it. You know, who's the number one in Rent-A-Car? You know, Hertz. Who's second? Avis. Well, you only know that because that's what Avis does in terms of their marketing. You never forget, or you never remember, rather. You never forget who won, but you never, ever remember who finished second, which I think is kind of a little bit of a BS, to be honest with you. That being said, Dominic, I want to, and you helped me immensely this program throughout the women's NCAA tournament and obviously the WNBA and the draft. Your reaction to Iowa coach Lisa Bluter saying, enough's enough, I'm out. I wrote on my blog, just to say it, mouthofthemidwest.com. She can't duplicate it. It'll be impossible. Expectations will be very difficult. Not trying to steal your thunder. I have an idea where you're going to go. Bluter out at Iowa, retiring. Your thoughts. Let's hear.
Yeah, very similarly to you. It's a good time. I correct me if I'm wrong. 29 seasons?
Well, yeah, Drake University and Iowa. So let's just call it 30 plus seasons.
Yeah, so 30 plus years of coaching. Yep. That's not easy on a person. We've heard the stories from coaches like Gino and Mike Krzyzewski and Nick Saban, where just it's a grind. You have to be in coach mode almost all the time. It's hard on the body. It's hard on the mind. It's hard on the family. It's not easy being a coach at the D1 level. And yeah, I'm not saying she's quitting. That's not fair, but no matter who she brings in next year, it's going to be hard to replicate the success.
Right.
There's not – maybe there is a Caitlin Clark in high school basketball. I don't know. but probably not going to take the world by storm in the same manner. We probably would have heard of this player by now, like Juju Watkins. I was hearing about her before she committed to USC as a senior in high school. It makes the challenge difficult. Now, to be fair, some of the criticism is valid because she set the bar for herself in a way. The expectations are there because she did such a great job coaching and recruiting. And again, it wasn't just Caitlin Clark, but it didn't hurt to have a superstar like her. But she did a great job with the players like Stulkey and Gabby Marshall and Kate Martin, who was drafted. There are players there who she did a good job recruiting to kind of build around Caitlin Clark. It's just the expectations are so high no matter what she does. She's going to have to win a national championship to exceed those expectations. And respectfully, if you couldn't do it with Caitlin Clark, it feels like it's an almost impossible task to do. And now, also, the way that recruiting has changed and the way things have shifted, it's harder now, especially with NIL, to say, hey, kid from Southern California, come to Iowa. It's not as easy as, you know, again, Caitlin Clark, local kid. That makes it really a lot easier to recruit somebody like her. But just the way the NIL is and all of that, sure, the eyeballs are on Iowa, but I think it's going to be something like Stanford, where your best player graduated, your coach finds it's time to retire, well-earned retirement, and now it's entirely possible you start losing your other players. So I think it'll be a tough rebuild for Iowa, and whoever takes over has a lot of work to do because Iowa is not like Stanford, where they've had extended success year after year. There were years where Stanford wasn't great, but for the most part, Stanford top 10 team over the last 30 plus years. Iowa's not there. They're a relatively new-ish program in terms of being regulars, in terms of contenders in the NCAA tournament and consistently being a ranked team. It's going to be a tough transition for whoever comes on board to be the coach because you have to. You don't want to. It's the phrasing is might be a little bad on my part. You don't want to rinse yourself of Caitlin Clark, but you need to rinse your program of the Caitlin Clark effect, where now we're Iowa moving forward. Yes, we had a great run with Caitlin Clark. Times were great, but now it's time to move on like every college program does when a generational talent comes through.
I got four thoughts, and I agree with all that you said. I really do. I got four thoughts right at the get-go. Caitlin Clark had a COVID year. She could have came back. And the argument that, well, Lisa Bluter's stepping out, it's an opportunistic stepping out and exiting stage right. Okay, so it's not against the law. I agree with you. If Caitlin Clark was coming back for a COVID year, there's no way in hell that Lisa Bluter's going to retire. She would come around for one more year. Her wagon, her career at this point was hitched to Caitlin Clark. So what? I mean, duh. That no big deal. So that's number one. Number two, Lacey Olsen, the transfer. That's going to be a tough one. It really and truly is. I think Villanova, leading scorer, one of the top scorers in the country. But she signed on with Iowa, not necessarily Bluter. But Bluter obviously did the recruiting and did the nil and all, everything else, the name, image, likeness. That's the other thing. The other thing is, Kate Martin, Gabby Marshall, some of these girls who demonstrated some coaching capabilities while playing, they're too young. All right. Kate Martin is going to play with Vegas. Gabby Marshall, who knows what she's going to do? Medical school is what I heard back in her native Ohio. I believe she's married even, Gabby. So, you know, the coach who comes in after Bluter, good luck. Huge shoes to fill. Very, very difficult. But I will say, clip and save, and Dom, you said it too. Kate Martin clearly looks like she has coaching capabilities. 5-6-7 year pro career coaching at Iowa. You bet she's going to be in the mix. I think the next coach will be quasi-transitional. And then the fourth thing is, if I can remember what it was, maybe that's four already, is just, it's going to be a very, very difficult road to hoe, whoever takes over that program. But listen, let's calm down. This isn't Stanford. It's not Tennessee during Pat Summitt. It's not, you know, it's not UConn, and I know that gets people in Iowa wound up. Everybody's, you know, sitting here, you know, afraid nerves right now, kind of irritated at this. And listen, she passed, excuse me, Bluder passes the torch back to Bill Fennelly at Iowa State on a local state level. Nationally, hey, listen, we'll see what Iowa does. We'll see what, you know, I will say this. It's not like Lisa Bluder is leaving with the cupboard completely bare. She's not. So there we go. Let's move on. We'll visit this down the road. And I can't wait. Uncasville, Connecticut tomorrow, post game. We'll get to Caitlin. One of my first questions will be, great debut, however she does tomorrow night. And then your response to Coach Bluder. And I can tell you what she's going to say. Great coach. Glad I played for her. I wish her well. You know, it's going to be the cookie cutter comment and reaction. But maybe she'll surprise us. I shouldn't forecast it because I really don't know. But that's my take. The biggest story, though, I think is going to be New York City. As big as Uncasville, Connecticut, Mohican Sun will be tomorrow night on a Tuesday. Man, New York City, Saturday afternoon, Barclays Center in Brooklyn, Breanna Stewart, New York Liberty, Caitlin Clark, national television. We do have the Deuce, ESPN2 tomorrow night. Sign me up. I love it. I absolutely love it. All right, Celtics. Are they ready to kind of like get rid of, get rid of this fly on their back, get rid of the Cleveland Cavaliers? Donovan Mitchell, questionable. We'll update you when we come back here. Thank you, Donovan. Maybe giving the Celtics a nice little path to a 3-1 lead. We're coming back on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. Game Watch is coming up. Yeah. Caitlin Clark, Hy-Vee. They do a great job. We'll tell you locations, all sorts of stuff. I've already got recommendations, but I'm sworn to secrecy. All right, let's move away from that. Let's get to the NBA Celtics. Donovan Mitchell, unless he is in ICU on life support, he's got to play tonight, does he not? I mean, come on. I mean, Donovan Mitchell has to play tonight. The Cavaliers already, Allen's been out. I mean, that's just, to me, he's got to go. But we shall see. He's in strained calf. And there we go again with these strained calf injuries. This is the one I struggle with. You know, hamstring, okay, I'll buy it. You got a hamstring injury. Pectoral, that's another one. You got a strained pectoral or you got some kind of pectoral issue. Because I don't know what the hell the pectoral is, I'll buy it. What's another one? Obviously ACL, MCL, these are serious. So, but when I hear strained calf, I'm like, that's a cow trying to take a dump, a strained calf. How do you stay out of an NBA playoff game with a strained calf? I don't get it. I don't. And we got China doll Kristaps Porzingis with the same deal. Just play. Just take a shot of something, a painkiller. Take 4 ibuprofen. I mean, take 2,200 milligrams. What's the max you can take a day? Take the max ibuprofen or painkiller. Take some gabapentin, for crying out loud, and go out there and play with a strained calf. Now, if you're looking for milk for your cereal, okay, you might not be able to have a strained calf deliver for you. But in terms of missing a playoff game at any level of any sport, what are we talking about here? Drives me nuts. And I see it all the time on the crawl. And I've got this fixation. The minute I see such and such is questionable with strained calf, my default is, the guy's a wuss. You play with a strained calf, especially now in May. I mean, Donovan Mitchell's going to have the entire offseason to get well from his strained calf, right? You got all offseason. All right, you might not be able to golf for a week or two with your strained calf. My God, it drives me nuts. Now, look at, you know, if he doesn't play tonight, he loses his man card in my world. Donovan Mitchell doesn't play with a strained calf, I'm down on him. That's me. Probably not fair, but I'm down on him, the bottom line. So that's where we start. I'm going to bounce around here a little bit because I want to go to the puck. And I want to start with, and I'll dismiss it pretty quick. So we have Dr. John Campbell, who's, I can't say he's a good buddy, but Dr. John Campbell is a neurologist down in Naples. He's a huge Florida Panther fan. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, Dr. John Campbell, one of our advertisers, we get together, Dr. Campbell and his family, they go to the game. He was very grateful, and now he's just killing me. Panthers, your Bruins aren't very good. You know, it's like, okay, Doc, you know, yeah, well, you want some tickets? Sure. How about section 505? And there's only 504 sections, so you can go sit in the parking lot. But here's what I want to say. Florida Panthers are a hell of a hockey team. I mean, they really are. And you can say what you want, and I'm not big, you know, Paul Maurice, I mean, that coach has been around forever. I mean, journeyman. Where has Paul Maurice been? Hartford Whalers, New England Whalers, Winnipeg, where else? Pittsburgh, I mean, I don't know. I could look it up, but I'm not going to do it right now. But he's doing a great job. He's got tough players, Bennett, tough, Okporo tough. Bennett's tough. Verhage is extraordinarily good. This Rodriguez kid from Toronto is outstanding. And the Russian goaltender, Bobrovsky, Sergei Bobrovsky, has just been an absolute stone wall. And I'll tell you, the guy that I feel worse for in Boston is Jeremy Swayman. I mean, how can a guy look good losing 6-1, 6-2, 3-2 in all those games, despite giving up 10 unanswered goals, right? You say, well, wait a sec, the guy's a sieve. No, he's not. This guy had been standing on his head. If there's a guy that could give up 10 goals without his team responding, don't make it about the goaltender. Make it about the guys that can't shoot the puck. You know what the biggest chant has been inside TD Bank Garden? You know what shoot the puck. Shoot the puck. It's astonishing. The Bruins and the late great, I'm going to age myself here, date myself here a little bit. Johnny Most, when he was doing Celtics game, used to have a little coin phrase, fiddling and diddling. And that would be Dennis Johnson or Nate Archibald or Havlicek or JoJo White or a modern era Tatum. Of course, Johnny's been gone now for a quarter century or beyond. Fiddling and diddling is just dribbling, belt high, bounce out between the rings. You know, dribble, drive to the lane, but you're out there. And he called it fiddling and diddling. Well, you know what? The Bruins have made that kind of like their deal. Because I've never seen in hockey so much fiddling and diddling in the neutral zone. Pasternak, most notably. Charlie Coyle. McAvoy, who I love. I love Charlie McAvoy. Love him. But, you know, fiddling and diddling and turnovers in the neutral zone. It's been a disaster. So, listen, Bruin Nation, stop. Just stop. It's over. You're down 3-1. You had to have that game on Sunday night. And you had a 2-0 lead. And I granted, the game-winning goal was bogus. It was a total disaster. But it is what it is, right? So, you know what? Everyone come up with a calf injury, a strained calf, and bow out and just die quietly, because the Bruins are done. They're done. I mean, and you know what? I'd rather them just be put out of their misery 4-1, and then we look towards October, because it's painful to watch. Now, Montgomery, I'm hearing, and I'm serious, Montgomery may be in trouble. I think it would be unfair. You know, and the one thing I'll say about the National Hockey League, man, do they fire coaches. I mean, Toronto just fired their coach. I mean, coaches in the NHL, man, if you want to score at home, you bring several pens or number two pencils and erasers, because NHL coaches get fired, I swear to God, looking cross-eyed at a star player, looking cross-eyed at an owner. We've seen teams go to the Stanley Cup finals, and the next year they're out the door. It's crazy. So the NHL... guess what? No pun. Well, pun intended. You're a coach. You're always on thin ice. You just are. It's just the way it is. And Montgomery, he may not survive this. And I don't know. The Bruins ownership, I think he deserves another look. See, but look, they got free agency coming up. They lack offensive firepower. All right, so let's move away from that. Now, Rangers, Carolina. And listen, if I'm wrong about this, I know I'm stepping out. I'm taking a long walk on a short pier with this one. I think the Rangers are going to lose tonight. As we go into the overnight hours with scores, interviews, and highlights with Jeff and Jen, one of the scores Jen is going to be blurting out tonight will be Carolina 3, New York 2. One goal games have been the mantra. Carolina, you have to knock this team out. And I'm telling you, and if the Rangers lose tonight at Madison Square, back to Carolina for game 6 and then potentially a game 7. It's just the way it goes. Carolina is one of those teams that if you don't extinguish them when the opportunity presents itself, holy smokes. I mean, don't forget, Thursday night, the Rangers won, 92 seconds into overtime? Otherwise, we're looking at 2-2 right now. So, you know, you can play that game. You can play that game, and it's a game I don't like to play, the what ifs, but in reality, you have to throw that out there. You really do. So, lock, stock, and barrel. If the Rangers don't come and don't get Shesterkin at his best, they'll get beat tonight. Now, that being said, 5-2 Rangers, and I look bad. And I don't need an assist. Again, no pun intended, looking bad. All right, let's get to the rest of the lineup in terms of puck and the NBA. You got the Celtics. I like them big tonight. When I say big, you know, Celtics, you know, 120 to 110. Mitchell is being, let's see if they've upgraded him too or downgraded him. Let's see Mitchell. He is listed as he's out. He is out. They can't win that game tonight. Now, the minute I say that, you know how that goes. Someone who subs for Mitchell gets minutes they didn't expect, comes up with a career game, and we got ourselves a ball game. But no Mitchell. He is out tonight, and that game tips top of the hour. All right, Oklahoma City Thunder, Mavericks tonight. Mavs 2-1 in that series. Boy, oh boy, I tell you what. Oklahoma City just, they're reeling. They're reeling right now. I don't know. I'll pass on that. I already gave you my take on Rangers, Hurricanes, and then Stars, Avalanche tonight. Dallas has been a great story. Written off for dead, 2-0 in the first round series against Vegas, came roaring back. They're alive and kicking. I'll take the Stars to go up 3-1 tonight. We'll come back. Blake Byrne will join us here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports and a whole lot more. This portion of the show brought to you by Hy-Vee, helpful smile on every aisle. Caitlin Clark, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. Expanding into Indiana with 22 stores and a great place to watch the Indiana Fever, and Caitlin Clark on Game Watches will tell you all about it. All right, let's get him in here. Our newfound friend, Blake Byrne. How are you, Blake?
How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great, Marty.
Good to hear your voice. Some health, wellness, and exercise. You know where I want to start with you, just like we're doing on the radio? We're starting anew. This is a brand new interview, a brand new podcast. I'm so excited to have you on board. But I want you to share some tips, some ideology, some thoughts about health, wellness, and exercise. And where I want to start is, what do people do if they've been laying around the house and they put on weight, they're not feeling good? Where do they start? Let's start right there, Blake. Getting a routine, getting a program. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking just to get started, walking, going out and walking 30 minutes a day is probably the best way to just get your foot in the door and get going. And then you can worry about the extra stuff, like, what am I going to eat for dinner? What's healthy? What's a healthier option? Is fast food or is making a home meal better? Just starting simple. You don't want to overload your system with different types of information you hear on the internet. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do this. No, just start with going 3 days a week to the gym or 3 days, 3 days a week walking, and that'll start to get you where you want to be.
Talking to Blake Byrne, I like it. You know, the one thing is you have to start. Now, we always say, you know, be careful. Don't bite off, you know, more than you can chew. And I always reference January 1st. People go to bed December 31st and then wake up January 1st hungover. And then they say, I'm going to change. And then they sign up for a health program. They go to a gym. They sign up. And 2 months later, they're sitting on the couch eating donuts. So, I mean, I don't want to be dismissive. But don't you have to really, kind of really, truly embrace the idea, Blake, of starting slowly? Tell me what that looks like and what it looked like in your life. Let's hear. Go ahead, Blake Byrne.
Yeah, I mean, just because the month changed doesn't mean you're going to change. So if it comes down to January 1st and you get the gym, you start going for a week, you know, oh, I've done good for this 1 week, I'm going to take a few days off. That's going to follow with more days off, more days off, more days off until you quit. And then the next year rolls around, you do the same thing, and it's just a repeating cycle. Something has to change in your mind where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you want to change for the better. You're sick of, you know, having stomach issues, having brain fog, having depression. That's when you'll change. The month, the change of the year, the change of the month isn't going to change anything until something in your life drastically changes and you want something better for yourself.
Talking to Blake Byrne. Blake, we talked about this today. Move a muscle, change your thought. In other words, you got to get off the couch. And you know what's really funny? It's like today. And I was inspired by you. You and I did some trial runs during the week in advance of this interview and podcast. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get off my rear end in Boston. I walked like crazy. I did it again today in Rhode Island. I'm going to do it again in Connecticut, New York this week. Once you get started, Blake, you feel good about your decision to get started, and then there's like an endorphin rush. I felt great. I mean, I put in 3.5 miles today. Can you talk about not only the physical benefits, but the mental health benefits of getting off your tush and getting involved in working out, even if it's as simple as walking like I did? Let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much studies to show that it helps with depression, anxiety. I mean, everything in your body is connected together. You know, working on your physical health is going to help your mental health. Helping your mental health is going to help with your physical health. Everything works together. Everything is a power system in its own. And, you know, going to the gym, eating a healthy lifestyle is just going to drastically change, you know, everything about you. It's going to make you more motivated to, you know, go out and talk to people, go out, start something for yourself, you know. Maybe that's the first stepping stone to getting where you want to be next in life. You know, you can't do anything without a healthy body. And if you have a lot of money and you don't have a healthy body, you're not going to be able to use that money later on in life. You're going to be using it to fix the problems that you let linger earlier in life. And now you're just stuck.
Yeah. Blake Bird with us. Blake, what about an accountability partner? It might be a guy saying, "Hon, we got to do this." Says to his wife or significant other, "We got to do it together." What are your thoughts? What are your opinions on going solo, or is it good to have somebody to partner up with? Give me your thoughts on that. We've talked about that.
Yeah, I think that just comes down to individualism. I mean, personally, me, I like to lift alone. I feel like I'm more tunnel visioned and more in my flow state when I'm lifting alone. I can listen to my music, push myself. But don't get me wrong, I love lifting with a partner as well. You know, seeing someone do better than me motivates me to, you know, either do the same or more than them. And I see a lot of progress when it goes down to that. But people who are just starting out in the gym, you know, it could be beneficial to them to start with lifting with somebody. You know, hey, like, we're going to the gym at 6 o'clock today. You know, make sure you're ready. Hey, did you get your meal in today? Hey, did you, you know, wake up in the morning to do your fasted cardio? That is always something that, you know, always would help.
Talking to Blake Bird, we're on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm so proud of you, man. This is great. You got good energy and good insights, brother. I got to move on here to something else. What about hydration? What about, you know, starting really right at the get-go, watching what you put in your mouth? I mean, seriously, people don't realize. We also do it unconsciously. We eat badly and we don't think about it. What's the key to hydration? Obviously water, but maybe you got some other points. And what about how quickly should people really start to look about what they're putting in their mouth in terms of what they're buying at the grocery store and eating at home? Let's hear.
Yeah, so starting with hydration, you can drink all the water you want, but if you're not getting enough, you know, electrolytes in, salt, all that, you're not going to retain that water, and you're just going to be peeing it out. So, you don't need salt to retain that water, but it's definitely going to help with, you know, keeping your body going, getting your blood flow through, you know, all the juices going. And then, you know, with the food aspect of it, I mean, when you first start to lift, I mean, me personally, I didn't focus on the food aspect right away. I mean, that kind of just comes with starting to learn your body and knowing, like, what your body works with best. I mean, as well, it comes down to individualism with food as well. Some people do good with milk. Some people do bad with milk. You know, it kind of comes down to finding what works best for you. But, you know, eating fast food, you know, going out 5 times a week, getting Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, is not going to help your case of living a healthier lifestyle. You can go to the gym all you want, but if you have a horrible diet, you're not going to get anywhere. So yeah, I mean, diet. Honestly, I think diet is more important than the fitness aspect of it. You can lift and eat shit, and you're going to be just as unhealthy as you were before. But if you're not lifting, you're eating great, you know, you're going to be way better off.
Yeah, Blake Byrne, that's funny. Hey, you know what I was told, and I want you to respond. Listen to this quote: "You can't out-exercise a bad diet." Listen to what I just said: "You can't out-exercise a bad diet." How do you respond to that?
I mean, that's true. I mean, there's nothing else really to it. I mean, we can go into this on a different day, but, I mean, it also comes down to gut health. If you don't have good gut health and you're ruining it with, you know, fast food, seed oils, all that, you know, it's going to be hard for you to live a healthy lifestyle.
Blake, I want to build in, you know, people have a lifestyle. There's alcohol. People like to go out and have a few cocktails. What are your opinions on alcohol consumption when you're in a program to turn your life around, eat better? Where does alcohol and your nightlife fit into it? Let's hear, especially to the young people listening.
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to who you are and what you're able to, I guess, withstand. If you're 400 pounds overweight and you want to have that little fun on the weekend, I say no. Like, you need to get your shit in track. If your doctor's telling you, hey, you know, if you don't stop doing this, you're going to have diabetes in 3 years, that should be a wake-up call to lock in 7 days a week. But yep. If you're that 22-year-old guy, you're going to the gym 5 days a week, and you want to go have, like, tequila on the weekend or maybe two beers, that ain't gonna, it ain't gonna kill you, you know. Living a mindful lifestyle is always gonna be better than, you know, just cutting off all your social interactions just to live a healthy lifestyle.
All right. Well, should people start out and maybe, you know, before they join a health club, get an accountability partner, listen to our podcast, start out slow, don't bite off more than you can chew, and then once you ramp up and you stay with it, then you get more involved with a club, maybe a, you know, a PT, a physical trainer, personal trainer. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, like we've said before, just start simple. You know, listen to the information we're saying. But, I mean, it wouldn't hurt, even if you're just starting out, to get a trainer. You know, me personally, 2 years into lifting, I got a trainer or a bodybuilding coach. And I didn't really do too much with him, but I learned a lot through the workout plans he gave me and the meal plans he gave me. From just seeing them, it taught me, and going through them, it taught me a lot. And if you're willing and you have the money to make the investment on a personal coach, I would definitely consider it if you have been going to the gym for at least 2 months and you feel committed.
All right, one final question before we conclude. Tell me about, you know, measuring your results, tracking your progress, writing things down, loading it into your smartphone. What are your thoughts about keeping track of your workouts and your transformation? Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, it's a double-edged sword when it comes to that. It can be good, but it can be bad. I mean, some people look at, like, are fully statistical, and they look at the progress on their phone. Oh, I didn't move down a pound today. Oh, I moved up 3 pounds a day. You know, it's going to vary. I wouldn't look at, you know, I would look at it in weekly increments. Weekly, did I lose one pound this week? Did I lose 2 pounds this week? Maybe three. But if you're looking at it every day, it's going to vary. You know, someday you might have more salt intake and you're going to hold on to more water. Or, you know, your body is not very consistent when it comes to certain things. So if you're looking at it weekly, 100% do it weekly or every 3 days. But don't do daily, you know, don't base results off the daily.
Gotcha. You know, we're out of time, buddy. I told you this was going to be easy. Do you know that you have people listening around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network, iHeart, TuneIn, Smart Radio, and all your family is listening, Blake? How about that?
It's a blessing.
I love you, brother. Hey, we'll talk to you next Saturday night, all right, bro?
All right, Marty.
Take care. Love Blake Byrne. Physical.
You too.
Yeah, baby, you got it. Physical fitness, health, and wellness, baby. He's our guy. Exercise, move a muscle, change your thought. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll come back. Close out the hour. So proud of Blake. Coming back. Don't go away.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, down the home stretch we go into the late night, early morning hours. Sports Byline broadcast, Sports Overnight America, presented by American Premium Vodka. Yeah, a little health and wellness there. My buddy Bill Kirby, Pleasant Hill, Iowa, wrote in. What do you mean, 10 beers isn't good?
No, Bill, it's not. No.
NFL schedule will be out Wednesday. We get little dribs and drabs. This drives me nuts. You know, we heard about Ravens Chiefs today. Now we get Tom Brady. You got to put Brady in the mix, right? In advance of the schedule release, his first broadcast will be Dallas Cowboys, Cleveland Browns on September 8th. That'll be 4:25 East. Tom Brady will be making his Fox television debut as an analyst. Signed a 10-year, $375 million contract with Fox, their lead analyst. Now, the odds of Brady fulfilling that contract are zero. Zero. What's more likely? Because this is a good one. What's more likely? Brady fulfills a 10-year, $375 million commitment to Fox, or Brady plays again in the National Football League? Brady plays in the NFL, A, or B, Brady fulfills his 10-year, $375 million contract. C, Brady does not fulfill it, and D, none of the above. I think he's going to play again. But, you know, he really can't, because if you own a piece of the Raiders, you can't own a team. Who knows? You know, I think these players actually get off floating it out there that they want to play again. And one other thing about LeBron and the Lakers aren't going to hire a coach, in my opinion, until they know what LeBron's going to do. And if they hire a coach before the draft and we see where Bronny goes, because he's been medically cleared for the NBA draft, then you know that LeBron's probably not hanging around. And Bronny's going to start in the G League anyways, right? I mean, he's not going to make an NBA roster. He's going to have to. I mean, he's not that good. I hate to say it. But anyhow. All right. Great job, Dominic Jimenez. Outstanding work out of you, my friend. Caitlin Clark tomorrow. Her pro debut. Sports Byline and myself will be there live. Uncasville, Connecticut. Mohican Sun. We look forward to it. And then on the weekend in New York, we'll follow her against the New York Liberty. So we are down. We're doubling down on the WNBA. For Dominic and the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Adios. Enjoy your evening on Sports Byline. Adios.